Okay, let's catch up for our weekly catch-up and chat with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Robert. How are you going?
Yeah, very well indeed, thanks. Now, we mentioned on our news that an opportunity to get some beautiful tulip bulbs after they've really lit up the city over the past several months.
Yeah, that was a fantastic display this year, and the spring just sort of kept going and going and going, still going, I think.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic display. Every year we usually have the tulip dig after they're finished flowering, so people line up and go and dig their bag and for their bag full and so on. But we weren't able to do that this year with COVID, so we have dug them all up. They're all been taken to Peppergreen Farm, and Peppergreen Farm, their people have helped us clean them and bag them and so on, which has been a fantastic social enterprise effort, and really great to be able to support Peppergreen Farm. So they are available for people to go and purchase today from 9 a.m. at Peppergreen Farm. So the green light goes on at 9, and there'll be people lined up there, I reckon, Robert.
Yeah.
$10 a bag, and I think it's a limit of 10 bags per person.
Right.
40,000 of them, though. 40,000 tulip bulbs are available.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah. I think it'll be the place to be at 9 a.m.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it, that's for sure. Now, community submissions, they're open for draft budget planning?
Yeah, we normally do this towards the end of the budget process where we put our draft budget out and invite the community to provide their submissions to the budget. And this council thought, let's try and do that at the start of the process. So we're inviting community groups, sporting clubs, individuals to provide a submission into the council budget. It might be that they want a new footpath out the front of their property. They might want a grant for their sporting club or an upgrade to something. We want to receive them early, so before December 2, and then we'll consider them as part of the budget development, which is sort of rolls right through till sort of April, May and June next year. So the opportunity is to go onto our Let's Talk website. On the City of Greater Bendigo website, there'll be a link there that takes you through to the Greater Bendigo 2022-23 budget, and people will be able to put their submission in there.
Okay. Now, we spoke a couple of weeks ago on the show to Mayor Metcalfe, and there's the opportunity to meet the Mayor.
Yeah, she's like, and all mayors generally do this. They open their doors up and say, well, I'd like to meet with anyone that's interested in catching up with the Mayor. We've had to manage this a bit with, again, COVID restrictions over the last year or two, but Councillor Metcalfe has made some times available, some free time that she's got in her diary over the next few weeks. So there's an opportunity for anyone to ring 5434 6207, or they could even ring our customer service number and get find their way through to the right people. Book in a time, she's happy to sit down and have a chat, or that can always be done.
Yeah.
Out in the community as well. So just being available and open and wanting to listen to the community and understand what their needs are.
Excellent. Now, just talking of, you know, COVID impact over the last couple of years, well, still there are situations where people have to isolate, and there's more assistance now being made for people who need to isolate.
Yeah, we're living with COVID now. The whole language around it's changed to live with. Mm. So it's likely that many of us will come into contact with COVID at some stage and have to get tested and isolate for a period of time. So it's important that we try and make sure we've got a little bit of extra food in our pantry or a few meals in the freezer. We have a hotline or an extra support line as well at the City of Greater Bendigo, which is a COVID line, so that anyone can ring in that situation, 5434 6237. It's advertised on our website. They can then ask for assistance and we can help them out. So we've got then opportunities to go and get food for them and help them replenish their needs, make sure they're supported when they're having to be isolated and stay at home. So
excellent.
Just trying to make sure that everyone knows that there are those services available.
That number and the previous one you mentioned too, this will be up on our website, this interview, goldcentralvictoria.com.au under the wake-up call, so you can check them there if you need to as well. And just before you leave us, Craig, just a quickie, just in terms of living with, great to see local performers getting out and about, celebrating in View Street, and it's just starting to really come alive again.
Yeah, we're announcing a lot of things this week and over the next few weeks. Local performers is up at the engine room, the iconic red doors up in View Street.
Yep.
Images are going to be displayed on there. Lots of opportunity to get involved. The Christmas tree is going to be lit up this year on the 3rd of December. There's a lot more happening around the city, so really look forward to the next few months.
We'll talk about those over the coming weeks. Craig Neiman, thank you very much, and have a great week.
Will do. Thanks, Robert.
Cheers. CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. It's Craig Neiman on the Wake Up Call.